two things. One, we are starting at 5:30. We surveyed the membership, and they said, let's start a little early. So we have 5:30, dinner at 6:30, program at 7:30. We should adjourn then by 8:30. Also, you will notice this year that we always try to go with the third Monday. Our first program is the fourth Monday in November with Google. We also are going the first Monday because, speakers, it's getting a little challenging to get everybody to abide by our schedule.
Yeah.
You know, the president of the Federal Reserve, Google, all those things. So we're starting at a different time, half hour earlier. We're trying to stay with the third Monday, but two of our programs this year have different.
Well, you always do a pretty good job of letting people know when the particular event is going to be coming up. Yeah. Now, when we look at this, of course, it's another season of various interests and groups represented, political, business, local business, international business. Got some great folks coming, and who's coming first?
Well, our first speaker is President Coach Lakota, who is the president of the Federal Reserve of Minneapolis. He is has a good reputation for the Federal Reserve. You know, there's only nine of these folks across the country. So we're quite pleased to get him, and we're getting him on the fourth Monday because of his scheduling. And so we're starting off the year with the National, the Federal Reserve.
Right.
And the 22nd, and that's next Monday, a week from this Monday.
Let me ask you why it's important to bring someone from the Federal Reserve here, because it might seem like, oh, it seems almost for some folks maybe kind of, you know, if you're not in financial or, you know, that real business-oriented end of it or money end of it, but why is it important to hear from the Federal Reserve?
Well, we're part of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve, the Upper Peninsula is. So that's the one we would go to. But they have members. There are members on the Federal Reserve Board from our area, and they are the people who have a lot to say about banking, interest rates, and as you know, that can make a real difference whether you buy a house or not, and economic forecasts, things of that nature. So we're quite excited about having him here, and he's probably going to be doing some other things in the area.
Some of the other folks here also include Bill Ballinger making a return. Anyone that's a political junkie and at this time of year is probably going to have some great things to say.
Yep.
He's coming on October 20th, and then you should Google, tell us about this one.
Yes, well, we always bring Bill Ballinger back in every 2 years, and Bill does his homework.
Oh, yeah.
He always makes some quite interesting observations and has his number. Then in November, matter of fact, the first Monday of November, the 3rd, we are having Mike Miller from Google. As you know, Google has taken on a huge position in Ann Arbor, and we thought, well, they should know about the UP. So we've been working with Mr. Miller in his office, and we've gotten this date, and we're quite excited to have him.
Let me ask you about that. I think that's a prime example of what the Econ Club tries to do. You're bringing in someone that has international business ties. They're tied to Michigan. They're tied to the region. But you're saying, come here, check out it, because it's in a way, maybe in a backhanded way, saying, this is Marquette County. Come and see what's up here, too, because maybe they wouldn't normally make it here.
Right, right. You know, Walt, you've been here long enough, and so have I, and we people still have certain perceptions about the Upper Peninsula. And I'm not saying that's Mr. Miller, but we thought, let's bring him here and let's have him come to Marquette. He's coming to the UP, but he's coming to Marquette, and it's Marquette County Economic Club. So we're quite excited by that. If you look at the schedule this year, we have National, you know, Federal Reserve. We got Miller with Google.
Mm-hmm.
We got political, state, and then we have local this year. We have Technology 906, which is one of the 50 companies designated by the state of Michigan to keep an eye on because of their growing, their positiveness. And Lee Francisco, graduate of Northern Michigan University, used to do house calls as a student. Now he doesn't do, I don't think he does house calls anymore, but he's got a business with a lot of employees. We have the mining company, Lundin, coming in. The people out of Toronto will be here to talk to us about the mine and hopefully other possibilities. And then Duke Life Point, obviously big news for the area, an investment on their part in a new hospital, big part of our life.
And obviously, you know, these are right up in the line of major employers, major people,
yes,
you know, players in our economic community. I'm sure a lot of folks will be attending that one in particular.
I think so. And then we go to Maryland Clark.
Yep.
Maryland's ahead of the Smart Zone for Houghton, which, as you know, has now been extended to be this area, the Marquette area. So we think that's very current. And then we end the season, and we'll be here, and it'll be creeping up on us real fast, as with Charles Ballard, who is the professor of economics at Michigan State University. When I talk, oh, yeah, I want to come back, he says. And he and he likes to come to the UP, but also he's always got great presentations.
Now, if people want to find out more about this particular season, getting involved, becoming a member, what's the best way to do
it? Best way is go online, www.MarquetteEconomicClub, one word, .org.